T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I've been waiting for this moment.
Come on, Jory. Come on.
Woo-hoo! Do not turn on my mic. I will not sing.
That's pretty sneaky, DJ, turn on my mic.
But you could. He does that to Mike Max every day. We should be used to it.
Yeah, I know. Waiting for us to slip up, it won't take long.
Yeah. Before we get to the story that I want to talk about, and by the way, welcome back to the studio. It's no longer cabin cast. The three of us are together back in studio. So glad to be here.
Yeah.
Sort of. I mean, the cabin was nice.
Well, this is nice, too. It's nice being all together, the three of us.
So driving back from the cabin this morning, I saw a big sign on the road, and it said, bear bait. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, I got to pull over and take a picture of that. That's hilarious.
But that made you the bear bait.
Well, I thought, okay, what's bear bait? People. People are bear bait. Or trash is bear bait. And then I thought, that's so silly. Why would somebody want to bait a bear? Like, I went through all of these scenarios in my mind to see if the bait shop was trolling people like me. And then, of course, I came in and asked Mountain Man, David Josephson, because Paul didn't know the answer, by the way. I asked him first, too. And I said, David, was somebody, like, making fun of people like me who... Why would you want to bait a bear? I don't understand. Is bear bait a real thing, or was somebody just trying to make us laugh?
Well, let me give my explanation, and hopefully somebody can call in and give us a better explanation at 612-208-2399. But I believe that if you're a bear hunter, it's very difficult. Bear are very elusive. So if you have land where there's bear near there, you might use bear bait to set out periodically for days or weeks or months before your hunt, before the bear season, which I think is only a few weeks or a month or something, so that you'll train the bear to go to the place where you want to hunt them. And then you'll go, I don't know if you sit in a stand or walk around, or I don't know how they do it. But then the bear are used to going to a certain spot because they've eaten your bear bait there periodically. And now you can shoot the bear and eat it.
Okay. That's my next question. What does one do with a dead bear? That people eat bear meat?
Sure. Yeah.
What does it taste like? Yeah. Did you ever eat it?
It's gamey. It's
You've
gamey.
Had it?
It's an acquired taste. I've tried it. Yeah. Bear jerky is better.
You could make a coat or
dry
a rug
it out.
Too, Jordana?
Well, that's more my speed. That's more my speed. But then riddle me this. What is bear bait if it's not trash or humans?
Well, you stopped your vehicle. Did you get out?
I wanted to take a picture of it because I thought they were like, I thought it was a joke.
This is why folks up north call us city-its.
I know. I'm such an idiot. Really.
Sure, there's a term.
I know nothing.
City-its.
I'm a city-it. I know nothing.
Yeah.
I really don't know anything.
Well,
so does
no
anybody
argument.
Know what it is? What is bear bait?
I don't know.
Like the deer like salt, right? They like the salt. You put out the salt and you get the deer.
I bet your listeners know.
Okay. So someone's got to help me out.
All right.
Okay. Anyway.
Moving on.
Moving on. I'm fascinated.
By the way, there are a lot of black bears out because of the drought. In fact, up at our cabin, there have been a lot of big black bear sightings. So,
you know, I was worried because I'm delicious. So I just want to make sure they're not coming for me.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the question I had today is about student loan debt forgiveness. The Biden administration is overhauling the student loan forgiveness program for public servants because it's not been working. On 60 Minutes, they said there were 180,000 active duty members with federal student loans, and only 124 of them were approved for the debt forgiveness, even though all of them were promised the debt forgiveness. And debt forgiveness is for people who have paid 10 years on their loans and work in the public sector. We're talking about, teachers, federal employees, active military, people like that. And I am a big fan of this program. I think that – I'm not saying free college for all, but I'm saying that student loan debt relief for public sector workers and maybe even others should be a no-brainer. And I don't even know if you should have to pay off the 10 years of monthly payments before qualifying, because I believe that teachers, those in the military, government employees, I think that if you go to a community college or if you go to an in-state college with a reasonable tuition, you should not have to – you should be forgiven for whatever loans that you could not pay for.
I would like my mortgage to be forgiven.
Oh,
I would like my auto loans to be forgiven. I didn't know they'd be that high every month. They're a pain in the butt.
And if you go teach in an inner city school for 10 years, then it will be.
An honorable profession. But did they do their research ahead of time before – nobody forced them to get a student loan.
But to be a teacher, you have to go to college. And if you don't have the luxury or the privilege of somebody else paying for that or somebody saving since you were born, you must take out a loan.
I'm sympathetic to a point. I mean, what happened to personal responsibility? What happened to being accountable for the actions you take? I know a lot of people who are saddled with crazy debt. But again, I think it depends on the career. You look at the numbers and say, okay, I think I can pay that back in 5 or 10 years based on starting salaries. But it goes towards the whole entitlement society.
And this program is to forgive the outstanding federal loan after you have made 10 years of monthly payments. Do you think it should cost more than 10 years to pay back your college degree?
Well, first of all, college is outrageously expensive.
Agreed on that.
More people should be getting certificates online. More people should be going to affordable two-year community college, the Dunwoodies of the world. You don't have to go to college to make good money and support yourself, support a family. But I think you do have to honor your debts. I think you have to honor your obligations. It's a contract, Jor. And just to walk away from that and say, you know, it's a bit of a inconvenience paying these off. You knew how much it was going to be.
I think after 10 years of payment, we knew how much it was going to be, but there's no other option. When you want to be a teacher, you have to get a degree and a teaching certificate. You have to have a college education, if not a master's, to be a teacher. And the fact that we pay our teachers pennies is a problem of our society. And I'm not talking about the people that are going to Syracuse, the people that are going to University of Michigan out of state or Duke, you know, paying 80 grand a year, because that's a choice. But if you are somebody who's going to Normandale or who are staying in Minnesota and is paying Minnesota tuition, even if that's $20,000 or $25,000 a year, you know, so you have if you have to finance the whole thing, you have $100,000 worth of debt. And if you can't pay that off in 10 years and you work in the public sector, I think that should be free.
And everybody gets a pony.
Oh my God, it's not the same thing.
I think there should be debt relief. I'm not a big fan of debt forgiveness. You signed up for it. Nobody forced you. DJ, do you have an opinion? I know we're out of time, but please.
My short opinion is that I agree that there's a problem that Jordana is illustrating, and I do not think debt forgiveness is the answer to that problem. I think lowering the cost of education, diversifying the types of education we get, paying the right amount for those jobs like an inner city worker so that they can pay off the debts, I think those are some of the solutions, not just forgiving the debts, because what does that do? It incentivizes colleges who already charge too much for their tuition to just keep charging too much, because then students say, oh, I'll probably get it forgiven. I'll just sign up for the $80,000 degree that I'm going to get, and I'll just get it forgiven later. And it just perpetuates the circle and the problem when there's a better fix that's not just, you know, paying it off. You're going to have to keep paying that off forever then. Until the end of time, we need to fix the problem in a different way.
Again, I was talking about community colleges or in-state colleges.
Okay.
Not the fancy-ass colleges.
The fancy-ass colleges.
They got their own problems.
I still think you should pay my car payment. I'd like some car payment forgiveness.
I can't afford your car payment, honey. I pay tuition. It's in-state, but it's like Wisconsin. But again, I would not be eligible for something like that because my kid didn't go to a community college first. She didn't stay in-state. It would be different. I would have to pay. So this isn't for me. I'm paying.
Sure. I'm sympathetic to a point.
I get that.
But you make decisions.
I get that.
And do your research, and you're probably going to know how much you're going to have to pay back over what period of time. Take off the rose-colored glasses and acknowledge reality. And if you can't afford it, don't do it. Because, yeah, too many people are saddled with way too much debt, and I'm sympathetic to a point. And that's the question for today, right? Our voicemail line, 612-208-2399. 612-208-2399. Debt forgiveness? What do you think of that when it comes to student loans? We want to hear from you.
Dave from Lakeville, if we forgive the student loan debt, what happens when they get their job and lose it and fail to make their car payment? Are they expecting to have their car payment forgiven, their loan forgiven at that time too?
Ridiculous argument. I mean, ridiculous argument. We're talking about people who are working 10 years and paying 10 years of their loans and getting the forgiveness of the rest of it. And they're working in low-paying public sector jobs. This isn't about entitlement. This is about working and the fact that we have screwed our college students and the system is broken. And we have to fix it for people who are working in the public sector and the government sector. So don't give me that whole, oh, let's just give them free money and give them their car payments. That's crap. We all pay our car payments. But after 10 years of working really hard and still having $100,000 of debt or whatever is looming over them, maybe we could give them a break for teaching our kids in inner city school in Chicago. I think that would be a nice thing for us to do.
Maybe we make an exception for teachers. I just it's a slippery slope. You start forgiving loans.
Well, it's supposed to be for teachers and for military.
Yeah,
we already have ROTC.
Yeah, we already
have ROTC, so they already go to school on a free ride if you enroll in the Army. So whatever. We're talking about we'll set the stage again, David. Thank you. I'm sorry. I got all fired up because I don't like that whole slippery slope. Oh, let's just give them all free money. We're not doing that. No one is suggesting that we do that. The president is not suggesting we do that. Even AOC. Well, I don't know. Maybe she is.
Yeah.
But I am not. We're talking about student loan forgiveness. The program has not been working. Over 180,000 active military, this is according to 60 Minutes, were eligible for student loan forgiveness. Only 125 were approved. Clearly, the system is broken. So the Biden administration is now retaking a look at how we can forgive student loans for people like active military, like teachers who were promised student loan forgiveness after 10 years of not missing any payments. That's a long time, friends. 10 years to be paying off your college. I think it should be totally forgiven. Paul disagrees. Obviously, we're having an argument about that.
One of our listeners
says, phone number is 612-208-2399. You can call and yell at me. It's all good. I can take it.
Are you done?
I am now.
Take a breath. Take a deep
breath.
Get
fired up.
Deep cleansing breath.
Wait, David wants us to pay another one.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Great topic today on the loan forgiveness. It's a net positive, but it shows the greater broken problem of our capitalist Ponzi scheme in this country. Being a person who came of age in the 1990s, raised on a farm, unable to afford college, I chose a route on the railroad for employment because I could not afford college or to pay back that loan. I could not mentally take on the debt, having been raised in the 1980s farm crisis. We cannot give the money to only certain people. It has to be for everybody, regardless of income. We need to do like the rest of the industrialized world, Canada, Europe, etc. Everybody needs to have free college and or trade school. Not necessarily Harvard or Yale, needs to be paid for, including the housing when you are there, like Pell Grants that some students get. Not doing this has put the United States at a competitive disadvantage.
So,
there you have it.
One of our listeners says, so, Paul, you're recommending that people stay stuck at McDonald's forever, needing food stamps and rent subsidies. Education is different from buying a luxury car or home. We need doctors, lawyers, teachers, physical therapists, nurses, and so on. As somebody who worked at McDonald's for a couple of years.
You did.
And then I moved on to other jobs, and I tried to pay my way through college. My dad chipped in a little bit. But I had a business at Penn State. I was able to pay most of the tuition. I know, you know, people can't do that. And I'm not saying I have the answer key. I just you have to know what you're getting into with your eyes wide open before you take out a mega loan.
I agree with that. But some of these people did. Some of these people knew that if they got a degree, went to teach in public, teach in a public school, maybe right. in an underserved public school, that in 10 years, because that's what was promised to them, it would get forgiven. And that system is not working. It's not getting forgiven.
You teach your kids. You have three amazing kids. You teach them responsibility with money.
I right? try.
If you yeah. take out a loan, you need to pay back, that
right.
loan, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, you're accountable.
I get that. But because if you take out a loan to buy something, yes, I understand we're buying education, but education has become so unaffordable and you can't get a great job, even in education. You can't become a teacher without a college degree. So it's a catch-22. If we want people to become teachers, we have to make it affordable
make an
for them
exception
to be able to
teachers.
Do that.
Make an exception for teachers and military.
Well, this and is what this system is.
Healthcare it's- workers, the frontline workers that we absolutely need.
And then I think we can expand it. But if you go to a community college or a trade school or even an in-state college where, let's say, you know, you take out a loan, let's say it's $25,000 a year, which is a legitimate cost for college, $25,000 a year. And you try to pay that back. You pay as much back as you can over 10 years and you still have $3,000 or $2,000 left. Yeah. Should the government give you a little spiff and maybe not have you pay it all back? That would be nice.
So many people right now are using the S word. Oh, that's socialism. That's socialism.
Every
Paul.
Other industrialized nation does it, just like the last caller said. They do it. In Canada, you can go to college for free. In Europe, university is free.
And they pay significantly higher taxes. So we want our cake and eat it too, right? We want lower taxes
more.
And
but the system, as our last caller said, is broken. Paying $80,000 a year. Like I told my kid, she got into Michigan and Syracuse. And I said, baby girl, I'm a Syracuse graduate. You are not going to those colleges because it costs $80,000 a year to go. That's, you know, at Syracuse, $79,000. I asked my dad, I said, hey, how much? Because my parents paid for my education. I am very privileged. He said it was probably $16,000 or $20,000 a year. You know, to go. Now it's $80,000 a year. That is absolute insanity.
No, it is. And that's a different topic. And what, I mean, it seems to me higher education is being disrupted. If they continue, it's unsustainable. People simply will not go to college and pay
right.
$40,000, $50,000, $80,000 a year. It's madness.
That's what should happen. And then these colleges will wake up and say, okay, we got to lower
but
the
don't
cost.
Don't sign up. To go to a school that charges $80,000, you're feeding into the system and perpetuating the problem.
That I agree with. That I agree with. And I got to tell you, I didn't. I told my kid, you can't do that. We have to go somewhere cheaper where I can afford because I've been saving. But for other people who don't have parents that have had a 529 since they're born, you know, my kids, again, are privileged. I understand all that. And this forgiveness isn't for people like me. It's forgiveness for somebody who doesn't have a 529, who cannot afford to pay for the first semester without a loan. We need to fix the system. It's broken.
We need to come up with ways to provide relief. Extend the loan term, you know, bring down the payments. What is it going to take? I agree, the system is broken. But that's still not an excuse to just say, hey, personal responsibility, accountability, that can wait.
Let's
I mean, we have to teach responsibility, financial responsibility. That's what I was talking about today with Best Prep.
I agree with that.
Don't sign up for stuff you can't afford. Hello?
Then I guess we got to get them their teaching certificates cheaper.
We have to find a better way, an affordable way.
Because then we're not going to have teachers.
We need amazing teachers. I owe my career to three remarkable
right.
teachers.
Then we got to figure out another way. Because if you're saying you can't afford to go to college, then you can't go to college. Then we're not going to have any teachers. Because people need to go to college to become a teacher or even military. These are people that want to be in the military. And thankfully, we're supposed to be paying for their education, but we're not.
If you go to the military, then you benefit from the GI Bill, right?
But you can.
Which brings down your costs considerably.
You can, yes. But
all right, we're kind of going around in circles. You know I'm right. And by the way, Marley couldn't go to Syracuse.
You know I'm right.
Because the stories of you are still so fresh
Amen.
At Syracuse. You know, what happened there?
It's really troubling.
The
they won't let me on campus anymore.
Well, I don't blame them.
So listen, calls and texts, we see them. And I'm sorry, we got too wrapped up in our conversation. We will get to your texts and our calls. You can leave us a voicemail and, you know, you can yell at me. It's okay. 612-208-2399. 612-208-2399. 2399.
Hello, I'm Kevin from Minneapolis. My daughter is currently in college. I paid for half of her first 4 years. She paid for the other half. She's paying for all of her grad school on her own by working and going to school. It's hard for her, but she's doing it. The problem I have is she went to 2 years of community college in order to transfer some credits to Concordia. She did it the way it should be. Her friend, on the other hand, went abroad, ended up with $60,000 worth of debt. And my take on it is, why should she be rewarded for being reckless? Is kind of how I look at it.
Well, I mean, what, we're up to $28 trillion of debt in this country?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, at some point, you know, let's just a trillion mm-hmm. here, a trillion there. I do sympathize. And the people that make the case, well, teachers, and yeah, we need more amazing teachers, can't afford the loans mm-hmm. to be able to become great teachers. And that breaks my heart. Mm-hmm. And there has to be a solution. But handing out free money, I'm just not sure that's the solution. That's not how you teach fiscal responsibility and personal responsibility. There has to be another smarter way.
Again, this program is for teachers and active military and government employees. And it's for people that have paid 10 years and not missing a payment on their loan. So somebody who's chipping away for 10 years of a giant loan does not seem like someone who is fiscally irresponsible to me. It seems like somebody who understands that it is a lot of money and they have been trying to pay it off. But for those that have been teaching or in public service, and I'm not talking about senators or congresspeople, government employees or military, I think they, for me, this is what just what I think. That's why we're having this conversation. And it's interesting to hear everybody's opinion. I think after 10 years of paying off everything, or, you know, what you can look, teachers don't make a lot of money. At some point, you got to get a break, because it would be nice to maybe have a car also that you could drive to school.
Teachers
in.
Should make more money. What's that going to take? That's going to take raising property taxes, mm-hmm. right? I mean, mm-hmm. and people don't want that. We have champagne taste. Mm-hmm. We have a beer budget.
Mm-hmm.
And so, DJ, do you want to play another one?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Marty at Easton here, responding to Paul stating Europeans pay a lot more taxes in Canada. No, really, they don't. I have cousins in Canada and Sweden. They pay slightly higher income tax than the average earner in America. But when you factor in that their medical is paid for, or mostly paid for, and college education is paid for, they actually pay far less in the entire package than the average American. That said, they pay more in taxes for the rich. You make $100,000, $1 million, a couple million a year. They actually pay taxes in those countries, unlike in America, where they have loopholes, passive tax, and the millionaires pay a fraction of what the person making $20,000 or $40,000 a year does. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Marty. I think he's really onto something. I think he's onto something. It's a wealth tax that will help with this. And imagine if you didn't have to pay for your health care. Imagine how much money you would be saving, again, because the government would have to pay, or like what he was saying, the government pays for your health care and your university. So, yeah, we pay more in taxes, but I pay a whole lot of money for health care.
And I'm glad that you are getting the best health care on the planet.
And thank God.
You know, if we mm-hmm. had socialized medicine in this country, would you be able to go to the Mayo Clinic and get life-saving treatments? Maybe.
Probably.
I don't know.
I think you would.
But you need to have a profit motive to encourage the kinds of breakthroughs in the R&D that we have only in this country. So, yeah, do we pay too much for prescriptions?
I don't know that you do. I think people want to cure diseases.
Why do Saudi sheiks fly their 747s to the Mayo Clinic?
Well, it's the best. I'm not arguing that. Oh, David, are we out of time?
Yeah, sorry.
We'll be back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.